With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana legislators heard testimony Friday on a bill that, if passed, would ask voters to amend language in the state constitution related to harvesting and managing wildlife. House Bill 367 proposes to change the state constitution's language to explicitly say Montanans have the right to hunt, fish, trap, and harvest fish and wildlife with current methods. Currently, the Constitution says the opportunity for citizens to harvest fish and wild game will forever be preserved. Republican Representative Paul Fielder of Thompson Falls introduced his bill during a House Judiciary Committee hearing Friday.
The intent of this bill is so that we don't have to keep fighting these ballot initiatives every election year.
Fielder said sportsmen spent around $500,000 in 2016 fighting Initiative 177, which would have banned animal trapping on public land. Montana voters rejected the ballot initiative. Guiding Trapping and Sportsmen organization spoke in favor of Fielder's bill, along with the Montana Stock Growers Association, saying it would provide clarity on hunting, fishing, and trapping rights and protect a Montana value from outside interests. Anti-trapping and animal welfare groups opposed, saying the change would elevate trapping, which would benefit a small percentage of people over the majority of Montanans. Fielder's bill would also amend the state constitution to say hunting, fishing, and trapping by citizens are the primary tools for the state to manage fish and wildlife populations. Clinton Nagel with the Gallatin Wildlife Association said that would ignore science and some of the biggest challenges facing wildlife, like habitat loss.
You can't kill, shoot, trap, or fish your way out of any management problem.
Amy Seaman with Montana Audubon also raised concern that changing the Constitution's current language on harvesting from, quote, wild game to, quote, wildlife would open up hunting and trapping for more than 700 non-game species. If the bill passes the legislature, the issue would go to voters in the November 2022 election. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.